Ayatollah Islam Mohammed Sawar presented the little-known argument that Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei had expressed a fatwa on the 2005 anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, forbidding the production and use of all weapons of mass destruction. Ramsey Clark decried the hypocrisy of the US and NATO leaders in denouncing Iran for non-compliance with the 1968 Non-Proliferation Treaty, signed when he was US Attorney General. Article 6, he continued, mandated that any nation had the right of self-preservation as long as their nuclear powers, which includes the US and many NATO countries, had not disarmed. Catholic, Evangelical Baptist, Mennonites, Islamic, Protestant religious personalities spoke of interfaith cooperation and respect across cultures and borders. Center for Constitutional Rights attorney Stanley Cohen said that the campaign of disinformation against Iran had nothing to do with the nuclear, but that it was about U.S. world domination through destabilization and violence. Despite acts of industrial sabotage and assassination of its nuclear scientists, Iran stood as a strong, independent nation that the West wanted to destroy. As a sign of its bad faith this week, the U.S. State Department delisted the universally despised and violent Mujahideen-e-Khalq, or MEK, from its list of terrorist organizations. American-Iranian Friendship Committee Eli Omani stated that the U.S. sponsored sanctions, blocking access to food and medicine, and stationing U.S. nuclear warships off their coast to intimidate and isolate Iran seemed to have failed. At the end of August this year, 120 countries, or fully two-thirds of UN members, representing 55% of world population, attended the 16th Non-Aligned Movement Summit in Tehran, electing Iran as its new Secretary General, even adopting a resolution supporting the right of Iran to pursue peaceful nuclear power. Finally, President Ahmadinejad addressed the audience. He reiterated that his country had no ambitions to acquire nuclear weapons, and that if the U.S. was worried about proliferation, they should get rid of their own stockpiles. But that the U.S. goal was to rule the entire world, and Iran did not bow to that wish. The age of empires was coming to an end, because no empire can rule without the consent of its subjects. The people of the world were increasingly denouncing Zionism and U.S.-sponsored brutality and dishonesty. He predicted that the 21st century would usher a new world order based on cooperation between peoples. On Tuesday, in his last speech to the UN General Assembly, he elaborated on the same theme.
The United Nations has been created with the purpose of expanding justice and reinstitution of the universal rights, has in practice been engulfed by discrimination. Moreover, the existence of the veto right and monopolization of power in the Security Council have made it nearly impossible to defend the rights of the nations. The Non-Aligned Movement held its 16th summit in Tehran with the motto of joint global management, the need to remove the structural barriers and encourage the process of universal participation in global management has never been greater before.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.